twice. Good afternoon, everybody. You're now live on the Middleman Radio. This is the Middleman Talk Show with your boy Al.
Yeah, it's Kevin.
How you doing,
man?
We
ain't got Jen today, so that's thrown out the window. Hold on 1 second. Y'all have to excuse us. We got a little technical difficulties today. If it ain't one thing, it's another, but it's all good.
Hey, we're going to push through, man.
Already. As our man Thug T said. Hey, nothing but that.
Hey.
Trying to get this
shout out to Doug G, though, man. Like, he down there doing it.
Yeah, the new studio. Yeah, that new studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm talking about the boy and him and, what's his name?
Heartbeat.
I want to call his real name. Yeah, I was about to call his real name, but Heartbeat, man. Shout out to them brothers for putting together that dope studio. And, I mean, it's a magnificent facility, man. Like, several eight studio production rooms, guest lounge, kitchen,
right?
Game room, trophy room. I mean, they got that place. Hey, matter of fact, they got a podcast spot up in there, man. I think we need to take a trip to Hattiesburg and do the show on the road one day.
Man, let's do that, man. I'm, I'm happy to see that we have these facilities here, you know, in the SIP. You know, a long time ago, we didn't have all of these, you know, great facilities to be able to go and record and get a professional sound. You would have to actually travel, you know, quite a distance or just know somebody who knew what they were doing. But, you know, shouts out to them guys for, you know, bringing that resource to the area down there.
Most definitely, man. You know, with Mississippi being not known as a hip-hop mecca or either known for hip-hop, period, outside of maybe Jackson, you know, it's a great entity that they just bought to the state of Mississippi out there in Hattiesburg and also the campus of Southern Miss. So, I mean, if you know anybody out there in Southern Miss that needs some work done, go holler at them brothers.
Yeah.
Great affordable prices. So we're always plugging black businesses, man. I'm putting my fist up right now.
Man, we got to, man. That's the only thing. And if you're doing some shopping for the holidays, whatever you service, definitely go to WeBuyBlack.com, ShopBlack.us, and support those people, man.
You doing Christmas this year, brother?
No, but there are people of our, you know, crew who are celebrating Christmas this year that need to go.
Yeah.
And shop on WeBuyBlack.com.
Yeah, I mean, I don't personally per se partake in Christmas or, you know, those holidays because, I mean, hey, man, I'm not knocking anybody that do, but,
no.
You know, man, we definitely need to explore the reasons why we should or shouldn't partake in those particular holidays. But that's a whole other topic.
That's true, man. So, how's this week been, man? Georgia has been, on the news lately. So how has the week been for you guys out there in Georgia?
Pure trash. No, I'm just playing. One thing I'm really tripping on is the Senate race with Warnock and Kelly Loeffler and what's his name? The other two, Ossoff and – do whatever his name, the other dude that used to work for Family Dollar. He was a CEO of Family Dollar. But overall, man, you know, I'm tired of all their campaigning, all this smear campaigning. why do politics have to have so much smear in the politics? You know what I mean? Just like with the campaign, man, they on here
right.
using taking this man speech out of context. You know, he was just saying no man can serve God in the military at the same time, and they cut it right there instead of letting the man finish. If you listen to that whole speech, he's just talking about from the standpoint of love thy neighbor and love each
yes.
other around you. He was talking about the police. They took that, and you know, he said take our children out of the jail because that's the mark of the beast, basically.
Right.
I mean, bro.
But
they
campaign
took all
smearing
of that
has been around. Right, but campaign spent, you know, smearing has been around. You know. Probably since the start of the nation, especially with you know, President John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and their feuds, all in the paper,
right.
spewing all type of stuff, right? So, you know, the apple too much don't fall from the tree, and you know what they say, you know, all those presidents supposedly are connected and related in some type of way, but who knows? But anyway, January what?
Fifth.
Y'all make it happen out there, George. Y'all make it happen, man.
Well, I wish they would do it earlier because, honestly, I don't know if I can do another 2 weeks of these campaigns, man. I mean, even on Facebook, I know y'all don't get it, but we get it. Every few ads that you see on there, I mean, like every other ad is an ad that's dealing with this campaign,
mm-hmm.
and I'm tired of it. Let's go ahead and get this over with. Matter of fact, you know, they're already calling Joe Biden a lame duck president. I'm like, come on, man. How y'all going there already?
Bro, like, Trump just needs to, and his crew, right? The crew, you know, includes the supporters as well. Like, they need to just understand, man, like, the time is up, okay? If he's going to run in the next 4 years, y'all got the next 4 years to plan whatever y'all going to plan. But as of right now, look, make this transition as smooth as possible so we can move into what we really need to be going on and doing for the American right now. Like, we don't have time for all of this. And I'm tired of this
no.
back and forth with the Senate as well with, like, the stimulus or whatever to assist, you know, people who are in need right now.
Right.
And so,
right.
you know, I'm hoping that these families who have suffered, you know, like a job loss are doing, you know, the best that they can right now because, you know, this is, you know, the holiday, you know, season for a lot of people, and they're in that holiday spirit. And, you know, you want to make sure that people still, you know, feel that joy that they want to feel during these times.
Well, if I say what I really want to say, we'll get in trouble.
Let's not do that.
Man, I'm about to start in that mess.
So,
it's all good, brother.
Yeah, man, we got, you know, another interesting show, you know, planned for you guys today. We definitely want to thank everyone who tuned in last week. You can go back and re-listen to all our previous shows on any podcast app. Just type in The Middleman Talk Show. Hit that follow button or subscribe button and check us out, man. Listen to our old shows and let us know what you think. You know, some of those shows we may go back and revisit and have a further discussion. So, let us know what you think. So, man, but today, what you think, bro? How you think today is going to go before we start?
Well, I think realistically, let me just be real with you, man. A lot of people, what they say, you biting our style. You're jocking our style.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at a lot of these people, man. If you've been listening to the Middleman Talk Show, and I don't like to brag, but I'm going to brag right now. We've talked about so many different facets of relationships.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But now
we got people that's all over, you know, everywhere,
basically taking our stilo.
What are you saying?
I hate to say it. I mean, if you're out there listening, we got your name tagged. Well, I ain't going to say you stole any of our style, but, you know, you stole a little.
Man. Kevin, man, why you?
I'm going to say it.
Hey, but, imitation is a form of flattery, right?
There ain't no damn flattery with this. I'm tired of people jocking us. We had shows back in the day that was jocking us and stealing even our show ideas, but we've talked about so many different facets of relationships, man. We've covered this, but not in the magnitude of what this brother just did here recently. And, I mean, it's the rave of the internet right now, and everybody's talking about it. So, hey, we're going to talk about it, too.
Yeah, might as well. So tonight on the Middleman Talk Show, we will be discussing the recent controversial conversation between internet host Kevin Samuels and his female guest that he had on this talk show concerning the topic, are modern women the victims? And so today we want to have our take on this particular topic as we discuss it with you. So some of the things to which we want to point out today, at what point does dating, does your dating criteria / standards become unrealistic? Are there any double standards when advising men or women about relationships and dating? What advice would we have given this lady if she would have called into the Middleman Talk Show? So we're definitely going to give, you know, our advice to this young lady if she just so happens to listen. Also, we want to discuss, what does average mean? Meaning, what does the average relationship, or what does average mean in relation to dating someone, in reference to looks, profession, character traits, personality, etc.? Does money, educational background equate to love? Should women listen to men for relationship advice? And that's a big question we're definitely going to discuss today. And can they, meaning the women, get a true, honest answer from a man? And also, would they be willing to accept his honesty, even though it is not what they want to hear? So we definitely want to discuss these questions tonight. If you would like to get in on the conversation, you can dial 516-387-1542. Press the number 1 on your phone, and we will definitely get to you. So if you guys are not aware of this particular clip that has been floating around, you can just type in Kevin Samuels, and I'm pretty sure this particular clip will pop up. But he was having a conversation with a young lady, and she had pretty much came in to inform him on what she expects in a mate or a person that she would like to date. So she has her, you know, her criteria, her things in which she feels that, you know, would fit what she wants. So at what point, like the question that we really want to discuss first, like the dating criteria, right? Everybody has their standards. Everybody has what they like, right? But we all heard, you know, the conversation of, you know, tall, dark, and handsome, you know, pretty face, big, you know, big ass, slim waist, freak in the bedroom. Like, we all heard of these particular criteria and standards. But have they become unrealistic? What do you guys think on that?
One thing too, Al, just to clarify with this particular clip, and I mean, we would love to play this particular clip for our show, but we don't want to have any issues with his show, I guess. But yeah. Primarily, one thing that brother was saying was he called himself a high-value brother, high-value man. And he defined that as a man that's making six figures, three-plus, or upwards of 10 years. Mm-hmm. And when you think about high dollar, you know, a lot of times, man, not a lot of people are making that type of money. The percentile that they were speaking upon was about 10% of men are making 100,000 plus over. And I know when the conversation came up with this particular sister, it just went downhill. But I mean, for our standards, like you said, for our standards, this criteria and unrealistic desires, we definitely need to explore this conversation, brother. I'm looking forward to it. I know we got a lot of people on the line that want to get in this conversation. If you're listening on the internet right now, the number is 516-387-1542. That's 516-387-1542. And you guys can press that number 1 and get into the conversation. Hey, I'll kick it off with the first question, brother.
Yes, let's go ahead and discuss these unrealistic standards, bro. Like, where have we gotten to the point where have these standards have always been unrealistic, or are they realistic? I mean, because everybody has their own likenesses, their own standards of what they feel they would like in a mate, right? Speaking from my past experiences, right, I can speak to the standpoint on, you know, feeling like I had everything in place, meaning I had, you know, the education, no kids, never been to jail, got my own car, got my own place, right? Got a good job, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm not making six figures, you know what I'm saying? Because the field that I chose to work in, I may or may not ever make six figures, right? But does that, like, bring me down? Like, does that bring my level of, I guess you would say, quality down because of the financial standpoint of it?
As a man, no. I mean, but that's one thing I really want to get into later on in the conversation. But today, I mean, I haven't dated in God knows how long. Just being realistic with you people out there, I haven't dated, so a lot of things dealing with dating, me per se, I'm not on it like that, you know what I mean? But when everything's said and done, one thing I do know, if you truly love somebody, you know, so that money shouldn't even be an issue, or where your status is when it comes to that money.
But we ain't even talking about love right now, bro. Like, we're
talking about love right now.
We're talking about, okay, what people, like, when they first meet somebody, when they first start dating somebody, right? You know what you're looking at, right? You're looking at the outward appearance, if they can make you laugh, and if y'all can have a good time together, right?
Uh-huh. Right, the beginning, yeah.
Like you're going to get to know and grow towards, like, their understanding. But on the front end, like, damn, man, like, me, man, she finds them up. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what she about, you know?
So are we all visual creatures? Men and women, both?
I would say yes, both. Visual, you know, on the front end, right? Because when you are somewhere and someone just so happens to walk across, you know, in front of you that piques your interest, you're gonna look, right? You're gonna look.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
In your mind, if you're single, right, in your mind, you're thinking to yourself, I wonder if she's single. Let me go see what's up. Or,
right,
let me see if I can find out whatever I want about him or him, whatever. So, yeah, I mean, visual first, bro.
Okay.
So is that unrealistic?
What, being visual?
Yeah. Because
I mean, that's the setup, man. Because I mean, everything we involved with on this planet, the house you buy, you gotta like it by looking at it. The car you buy, you gotta like it by looking at it first. Then you drive it. Everything, even the food you eat, man. If it looks very unappetizing, you ain't finna touch that.
I mean, that's
to a certain degree.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, somebody slop some chitlins on you in front of you, you gonna be like, man,
what
it is? Some calamari, if you ain't never ate calamari, you'd be like, what is this? You put some fried chicken in some mashed potatoes and some stuff like that for us in the South, then, you know, we know what it is. Cornbread fed.
But does that determine, man? Like, I mean, look, bro, because you got to think now. All right.
Okay.
Even though, like, we hope and we want people to, you know, accept people for who they are, right? They still got their own criteria.
Yeah, you supposed
still,
to.
They
I mean,
still have their own standards.
Yeah, just like I made a joke about chitlins, and I know we ain't talking about food right now, but I'm going to use this as an example. Some people like
some people
chitlins
like
and
chitlins.
Some people can't stand them.
It's okay.
It's okay. And I'm not knocking it, but when you get beyond that, and as far as the visual aspect of it, I mean, it's okay to like what you like because one man's beauty, you know, is in the eye of that person. You know, they love to say it's in the eye of the beholder, but nah, man, realistically, if you like the way a certain woman look, that next man may look at her and think she's not that attractive. So when you get beyond the visual aspect of it, and like you said, you sit down, you talk to that person and see, can you connect mentally, see if you can connect on the level that, like you said, you can make me laugh, I can find humor in you, you find humor in me, and we can relate. It's all about the relatability of the relationship, if that's a word, but
yeah. I mean, yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you know, we got to get to that point, you know? But I'm just looking at, like, what this brother was really posing with the modern woman, it's not about that. I mean, we old fashioned, Al. You can't front and say we ain't.
I mean, but look though.
We
the
old fashioned.
The modern man has changed too, bro.
But we're not in that. In yes, they have. You're exactly right. But when you're looking at it from the standpoint of our opinion of it,
yeah,
we're still somewhat with the old fashioned, not even old fashioned, but mm-hmm. it's a different mind state. You know what I'm saying? And also,
right,
when you look at the dating arena, it looks you more so want to go towards the maturity of that person. You know what I'm saying? Because if a person's not mature enough to understand what they're looking for, then yeah, they're going to bounce around all over the world. They're going to hit everything they can. They're going to keep it moving. That's male and female, especially now.
But do you think that due to them bouncing around trying to, you know, find out who they are, find out who they like, do you feel like that is due to past experiences of not having stable relationships in front of them? What?
No, not necessarily, because if you try to make a round hole fit in a square, you know, a square peg fit in a round hole, it ain't
mm-hmm.
gonna fit. So if you run across somebody that really ain't fitting your, you know, they're not fitting your criteria, your vibe, what you want to do, how you feel about things, you don't have to deal with that person. That's not necessarily meaning that you have to deal with that person. You can move on. You can go try
right.
to find the next person. And that's one thing that, you know, I think is somewhat healthy, as long as you do it in a respectful manner, in my opinion.
So with the standards and the criteria, you know, like for some people, their peers may feel that you're being unrealistic for what you want in a particular person, even though they shared those similar experiences as far as, you know, dating people for a certain amount of time, 6 months to a year, you know, the whole high school friendship, you know, situation, right? So, you know, we have that conversation like the young lady was, you know, explaining to Mr. Samuels on his show that, you know, she wanted a guy who, you know, had six figures, you know, looked a certain way, but herself, right, she had six figures. She had her own business. So
mm-hmm.
was she, and if a person wants someone who makes six figures and they make six figures, like, is that, I mean, that's not unrealistic. I would feel like that would be realistic.
I'm going to say it from this brother's standpoint. And when I first went, I went back, and I know you did too, went back and listened to it. I know at first we had a disagreement about what she said she wanted. When I went back and listened to it, she said a six-figure plus. Then she just went to six figures. Now,
right.
with that being said, there's more layers to this particular situation. Mr. Samuels asked her what was her situation. She has a son, and she has a baby daddy that's sketchy, which means that he's not in the kid's life, and he pops in and out. And he probably wasn't the best choice for her, and come to find out. And this has no bearing or weight on anything, but she had the kid at 16. That happens to some people. That happens sometimes.
Right.
But when it comes to her and what she wants, yeah, you could want everything. I could want a Maserati right now, but if my pockets ain't right for that Maserati, or my mind ain't right for that Maserati, or my driving skills are not right for that Maserati, guess what? I need to sit my butt down and get something that I can actually drive. And that's not to say I need to settle. I think everybody took it as he's saying to settle.
That's not
meaning you need to settle.
All right. But also, too, every six-figure, you know, male or female, well, every six-figure male do not look like Idris Elba, right? I said this to you.
No, he don't.
Every
six-figure
female do not look like Beyonce, okay?
That's right.
So the connection in which she could find somebody that is within that range is possible, right? I had to get some feedback from my wife now. Hold on. I had to get some feedback from my wife. So when we're thinking about the realm of where people actually search for a mate, right? People have maybe designated areas or people that they rely on to help find them someone. A lot of times, you know, people don't go outside their comfort zone or their box. So a suggestion in which, you know, my wife, you know, made was like, you know, there are engineers who make over six figures, you know, over 100K. That's six figures, right? There, I mean, that's a whole community right there.
Yeah, but go back to something you said earlier, Al. You kind of set it up already. Think about it.
Yeah.
Them guys don't look like what that woman wants. That woman has a checkbox of everything she wants in that criteria, what she wants for that criteria. She wants to be 6 foot tall, brown skin, nice hair, slim, healthy. He got to be athletic, humorous. He got to be all these things. But yet and still, she might not be what he want in the criteria that he want. You feel what I'm saying? And then if you go back to, like we said, if that guy don't look or check all those boxes, she ain't going to give him any play, number one. Number two, if he do look like that, he got options.
Man, look.
He got options.
She can keep searching, man. She can come to the South, bro. She can come to Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, and find somebody.
She in the South.
Well, she in North Carolina. So, but anyway, she can come down here, the Deep South, and she'll find somebody.
Well,
and they will be happy to be with her and her 13-year-old son.
From what that brother said, there's only 10% of men make that type of money. So when you look at the volume and the chances of her getting a man of that standard, think about what I'm saying. A man of that standard, that's that's hard, man. That's going to be real hard too. Those chances are like 0.0001.
That's real.
About all these people out here. But you expect her to be like, well, just because I make this money, I can get this type of dude. Not saying that she don't need to do that. Not saying she can't do that.
Yeah.
But why would we put ourselves in that, you know, that situation? But hey, we got a caller that's been holding for a while. This is our guy, man, out there in Arizona. Let's bring in our guy, Smitty, man. Smitty, if you ready, I know you got something to say on this, brother. Go ahead.
What up, Smitty?
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Man, what's happening, man?
Going good, bro.
Hey, I'm good. Alabama, shut up, LSU last night. I'm good. Hey, I'm happy as a pig and flop. But, all right. Here's the thing, Greg. And I'll be the bad guy here because I know y'all trying to be delicate and care about feelings. We have to be completely honest about this. All right, dude's tone could have been a whole lot better. We know that.
Yeah.
We get that out the way.
Right.
Couple of things. She wasn't listening. That's a problem with her. She wasn't even listening. And a woman who doesn't listen is a turnoff. Here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Me, I only make 80. I don't have kids. I'm 42. You know, if I beat the right woman, even though I don't have kids, I'm open to having a kid with the right woman.
Yeah.
Why in the hell would I choose somebody who got a kid already if I could get somebody who doesn't have a kid? And it's no knock on those women. It's no knock. It's a choice. And see, and also the sketchy baby daddy, that's showing me your decision-making skills. It's one thing to do the solid, y'all broke up, whatever like that, to the solid cat things in. That's fine. So why are you going to require me to do this if you didn't require that from your baby daddy?
Well, now Smitty, let's think about it now. She did say she had the boy when she was 16, so her mind wasn't right at 16, so you can't really hold her to that standard of,
hey, bro,
you know, making the right decisions.
Everybody know you don't work, you don't eat. Everybody know the dude sorry not at 16 will be sorry at 26. Just be real. there ain't no accidental pregnancies in this day and age. You know, folks know my birth control. Hey, I used birth control when I was 16. I used rubbers. I made sure I did it. No matter how many women told me they was on the pill, diaphragm, that whatever it is.
That's right.
So I don't excuse nobody on that. But the thing, well, I have to be honest here, ladies, men who are producers and providers don't give a dadgum damn about your money. Men don't ask you what you bring to the table. I have the table here. Are you sitting here or you're not? See, the problem is in our community, we got women trying to be the man and too many men trying to be the women. And the man's supposed to be the one providing and protecting. Now, whatever money she makes is icing, but on the cake. And I just think that, and let's just be honest here. The women, a lot of these women are college educated, our sisters. That's the best time to meet your husband. Yep. To be honest with you.
Yes, sir.
Not when you're 40 years old trying to compete. Because if a man has options, he going to exercise those options. And I just say this, I know you got other people. The best, because ladies, you cannot ruin your youth and beauty on future. You know, a rapper like the NBA Youngboy.
Right.
You can't wait
right.
that. Because, and so you cannot do that. Because no matter how, because you cannot, that lady came to him like she was reading off her LinkedIn profile. She had a resume. We don't care. We want to know, are you fun? Can you cook? Are you nurturing? All that stuff. Because I will take care of the money. I will take care of the household finances. I got that. But what is it can you bring besides your resume? And I just thought that was some things right there because she's 35. Mm-hmm. She is who she is personality-wise, guys.
Yeah.
But if a man has options, why would he choose a woman why that man was talking? She looking at her cell phone. Or she's not listening. That right
now
shows she don't respect male leadership.
Why would I
invest in that?
The part that got me, Smitty, when she said, can you see me? Like, what actually was that supposed to mean? Can you see me? Mm. It's like, oh, you see me, I'm a beautiful woman, so this should change your opinion on how you feel about me. Like, okay. All right.
I mean, yeah. And nothing was wrong with the lady. I mean, she was beautiful in her own state. And somebody would date her. Like, somebody would love to have her. You know, I do feel like Smitty said, first off, you know, old boy, you know, could have used different terms and diction and his approach, right? But, you know, she did come in with what she had planned and what she envisioned. Which is what she identified. So to that context, guys, right? Like, are there double standards when giving advice to men or women in these particular situations? Like, is it okay for a man to say something? Because obviously now we saw that, you know, there's a lot of controversy. People are talking about this particular clip, but there are other clips that people have been talking about for years. But, like, this has got people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Can I answer?
Go ahead.
All right. There is a double standard, but it's how men take stuff compared to women. For example, when folks like y'all remember when Ciara married Russell Wilson and all these women talking, I was like, well, Future's a bad dude. He got more kids. He's a terrible guy. He ain't blankety blank. I'm like, men would say, yes, we know that. You shouldn't mess with him. We don't expect him to change. Women expect Future to change in Uncle Phil, even though you know the guy's radioactive, even though the guy's more Rollo. You know, that's how men and women differ. Because if a man is telling you, don't waste your youth and your prime marrying years on this guy here who ain't about nothing, he ain't going to change. Why should he change if he's getting the draws?
Right.
Why should he pay the bills if he got the draws? He ain't even buy you a steak biscuit from Hardy. He ain't done none of that. But
he ain't pumping your gas.
That's what I'm saying. So me, I come in later in life, you know, met you, whatever, and you expecting all this, and you didn't expect none of this from this guy. Why should I be the better guy if you settle for that? And I just think that there is a double standard, guys. There's a lot of double standards that don't favor men. But think about this. No one ever talks about the tone when that same dude went off on a dude. I listened to a video went off on a dude. No one talked about the tone then. No one talked about him. Because, man, we could take with it. Yeah, man, I need to push. I gained some weight during coronavirus. I'm like, yeah, I need to drop a couple. Or I need to get my money up, you know, stuff like that. Because, man, we understand. If your money's right, because no daddy ever asked her, the dude who's dating her daughter, asked for a hand in marriage. Hey, cuz, how's that six pack of yours? You 6 foot? You got
right.
Five? No.
Right.
He want to know what you doing and how you going to provide for my daughter. Because when the rent due, 6 foot two and a Gucci belt ain't paying no bills. You know, and my last thing,
exactly.
Guys, I think other people are going to run, is that a lot of these women aren't, a man is a problem solver. And I use my ex as an example. she caught a ticket and like driving too fast, you know how most of us are. And she needed new tires. So I was like, babe, you're working a lot of overtime lately. What's going on? She was like, well, I got this ticket. I need new a new tire. So I gave her like $300 for two tires. And she was like, what's this for? I said, you took tires. You don't need to buy one anyway. You got to buy two because it makes sense. And you know, and so she was like, well, I don't need a handout. That's not a loan.
Wow.
It's not a loan. I'm your man. Yes.
Wow.
Same chick, right? Her battery went out in her car. And I asked, was it clicking when you started? Yeah, I thought your battery went out. I'm off work anyway. I said, what am I going to do? I got to go to work. I can't wait on AAA. And I said, well, I'll be right over. And I'll jump your car, and I take it down there because you fill in a warranty, and you take my car. Of course, I clean my car out, of course, before I went over there. But but in lunchtime, we switched back. I got our stuff done. These women aren't used to problem solvers. They're trying to approach men as they are the men, and we're the women. And they got to understand your money, your success, and ladies out there, we are happy that y'all doing the damn thing. We are happy. We're proud of y'all and everything, but that doesn't trump it. But that doesn't trump some faults if you got babies by the wrong dude or, you know, things like that, because that stuff does go a long way. And like, your money can't handle that, because guess what? We want to provide for y'all. Hey, man, I know you got the other people, man. You got to take it easy, man.
Hold on one second, Smitty. Hold on. Now, you had a question for him. Go ahead, Al.
So, you know, speaking about, you know, the ladies who did have, you know, previous relationships with children and guys as well, right? Like, you know, over time, like, you grow and you grow out of that previous personality trait, right? And your criteria and your standards change. Should we, like, I mean, should they have a right to increase their standards, even though they have, you know, those other baggage, you know, not children, but, you know, those past relationship, past issues in which they may have dealt with that they don't want to deal with anymore. And for them not to want to deal with anymore, they want to have or meet somebody of a higher standard. So should they have a right to do that?
Well, you can have the right, but it still may not mean you may still miss out on a chair when the music ends and the musical chairs game. That's because people evaluate your whole body of work, because your mind may be right, but I still got to deal with this kid here or somebody like that in the issue. That, not saying I don't fault children. Children don't have to be here, right? I really don't. But if you got a baby dad that y'all fighting with, he ain't doing nothing. I still have to deal with that regardless. Or is she bad with money? I still have to deal with that regardless. No matter how much she changed, how swell she is. Now, I don't speak on men like that because I don't date men. And like, hey, I got a homie of mine who tickled her 30s. She cheated on him and got pregnant by a guy in a trip. So guess what? She was in her 30s. So what, she going to change to be better when she's 50? Okay, who going to walk up on that? But I just believe it's that you have to, your whole life is evaluated. Because of a guy, because there are things a man can do that a woman may disqualify him for. That may have been in his past, but it may still care. Like, he may have got in trouble, things like that.
Yeah.
But that's her right to say, nah, I'm good. So, like, if a woman got caught up making bad, like my friend's ex did, and a guy come around, found out, hold on, you got a baby by a dude in Vegas, and you don't even know who this cat is? Why in the hell should I marry you?
Right.
You know? And you're in your 30s, you know?
Man.
And that's something where I think your resume, sometimes things can't be stricken from the record. Can a person overlook it? Yeah. But at the same time, I tell ladies this. Ladies, if you got kids and stuff, you got a man who's willing to take care of those kids by another dude who really care about them, man, don't worry about door number two. Take door number one and keep it pushing, because those people are hard to find. There are a lot of guys who will lay up with you because you look good and stuff like that. But a man that's willing to provide and protect and increase your lifestyle, that is hard to find. And that's why, like, the white girls that everybody get mad about, they're taught to hop on that bandwagon early. Get on him, stick your claws into him, get that. Because a man says, hey, she was with me, but I ain't have it, man. I was building. I owe everything to her. And I just think that a lot of times our women got to understand, you don't have that many options. Not saying anything bad about you, but you just have to, you got to make sure you hang on to that, because You got men arguing about paying for Panda Express. And you got a man here who wants to pay your bills, put you in a better financial state, provide bills for your kids, be a workhorse for you. You got to hang on to that. You know, you make 5'10
like
instead of 6'3".
Hey, man, to all the ladies that's out there listening right now, this ain't no beat-up session. A lot of times when women hear a lot of guys talk about relationship, they get kind of intimidated and scared to say certain things, like we just going to jump on them. Nah, we just speaking it from our perspective. I would love to hear a female perspective. I hate we ain't got Jen tonight, but I'm just saying, man, that female perspective would actually give us a different contrary to what we have.
And I'll sign off with this. Like I said, thanks for taking my call. And ladies, I'm the black man who wants you to raise your standards. I want y'all to stop giving these broke N words a chance. I want y'all to stop doing that. Because the most stressful thing is a woman. Look how a woman may own a house, right? I got sisters I know who own houses, got businesses. But they're doing it all by themselves. And I got a homie of mine whose wife started a business with her sister. And he's making good. He got all that stuff down while she's building her business. Think about what life that you want in that situation. Like I said, ladies, stop messing with these broke dudes who ain't got nothing.
Man.
They ain't going to change. Because if a man wants to provide for you, he going to provide for you.
He going to provide for you.
He can't make him do it. He can't shame him. But, hey, you got to have a good day, man. Y'all peace out.
Man, appreciate you. Smitty always come through with a hammer. Always. But you know what, though, Al? I mean, this is not meant to beat up on that female or that woman. We just being realistic with it. And I truly feel like, and it's just my opinion, just even with this particular topic, man, just dealing with money. And that's one of the questions we pose as far as the money and educational background equate to love. I mean, a lot of people put materialistic thing in the place of educational background. And they look at it from the standpoint of, this man has all of this. So he can love me. I can love him because he has this. There's nothing wrong with wanting security. There's nothing wrong by any means of wanting security. Nothing at all. You should want that. But when it comes to progressing and having a life with somebody, man, we got a lot of things to do. You know, got to get some stuff right.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, brother.
Now, if you definitely want to get in on this call, you know, the phone lines are open. We definitely like to hear multiple perspectives on this particular topic, but like, you have a right to like what you want, man, and go out there and get it. If you can get it, get it. I mean,
get
shoot.
It. Don't stop. Get it. Get it.
I mean, like, people used to clown, you know, the comedian Michael Blackson, but Michael Blackson has dated some of the most beautiful women I've seen. You know, and so I mean, hey, get what you want if you can get it. You know what I'm saying? So. I mean, like, dude, get what you want, man. I think we have a special guest that wants to get in on the call, man. My lovely wife, if you can bring her in.
She already in, brother.
What's up, darling?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. I've been waiting to talk on this topic. A bunch of guys talking about what women should do about finding a man.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Right, here we go. So, babe, what are your thoughts, man?
I mostly agree with everyone, and I disagree with you all at the same time. So I think, everybody has the right to what they want and things like that. And with the last caller, I even agree what he said, you know, how people's situation can tell you a lot about them and a lot about their past. But at the same time, you know, if that person is the same person they were when they were 16, then no, you should not mess with them. But if anybody is the same person they are when they're 16, then that should be a red flag for anybody. And so I just think that argument is a very strange one to make, because then all of us would be disqualified. Everybody would, over some crazy, stupid decision you made when you were a kid, or you dated some crazy guy who ended up stalking you. So now you're disqualified from dating anybody else. I think that's a little ridiculous as a premise. But in terms of the video that I saw, I was very concerned about her asking him for advice. I feel like with like what other people said, that, you know, this is kind of his tone that he speaks with callers anyway. And mm-hmm. so, you know, if you are willing to subject yourself to that type of language and input, and you knew, you know, what you were walking into, then, you know, that also says something about your personality, something about, you know, what you're looking for, what you're willing to put up with.
Right. Mm. What do you think she was actually seeking by calling into his show?
Well, I don't know. I feel like in the video she kept saying, well, I just want some advice. I was calling for advice. And so I think I read her question a little bit differently than the way some of everyone else is. I feel like when I heard her talk about six figures and when I heard that she was a business owner, I read that as I'm a very hard worker and I work very hard to support myself and my son. And the thing that I want as a minimum is somebody who works as hard as I do and somebody who can support me so that I can take a break, so that I can go on vacation, because maybe that's not something that I've had in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I think that faulting somebody for wanting those things, I think that we all need to take a step back, you know. Right. And I listened to you all's other shows about, you know, how we have input in our friends' relationships or input in other people's relationships. And I just think that at this point, we need to be really, really careful about how we address what people want. And I right. really feel that as long as y'all are both consenting adults, everybody is safe and everybody is happy, then you can have whatever you want. And I think that if she called him for advice, if he wanted to give her advice, you know, I think the thing I agree that he said is that, you know, a man making six figures is very, very rare, you know. So I agree about that. And I agree that they aren't walking around knocking on your door looking for you. But if he wanted to give her advice, he should have given her steps to do. So if right. you want those men and you live in this small town in the South, this is what you're going to have to do. Have you tried going to the colleges, the alumni association dinners? Have you tried going to your entrepreneurial workshops, since that's what you do? Have you tried going to these, you know, organizations for people who have these careers that you're looking for? And so I think that if his goal was to give her advice, that's not what happened. And I think that's where my objection came from. Like, you can tell people, okay, I don't think you're a 10, so maybe you should tamper your expectations. But I think going on and on, berating somebody, telling them what they can and cannot have, and that they think they're better than somebody else, I think mm-hmm. that he was a little bit triggered by that. And I think that came out in his response to her.
Hmm. I don't know. I kind of gathered it from the standpoint when he said, you know, as far as her standard for what she lives at, he specifically said, you know, you're making more than all the guys probably around you in your area and the people that's around you. So therefore, you feel
agreed.
Like this is what I need. This is what I deserve. Mm-hmm. Just because you make that type of money, that does not equate to you having that to deserve that type of relationship. You could want anything, but I don't think that it's actually to the point where she didn't really come out and say, I deserve that. He somewhat, you know, he put that on her. But
yeah,
when she
I
was
think
saying,
that's kind of what I read into it. And I think, you know, who are we to say what somebody deserves? So can you
right.
tell me, can you elaborate on what you mean about what you want versus, you know, what you think you deserve? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, realistically, if you're at a certain point in your life and you want a person that's on a certain level, certain mind state, different experience and things like that, you can want that all day. Do you need that? Maybe not, because you might not be mentally ready to be in that particular situation. Because if you get to somebody's life and they're on a whole different level, financially, mentally, experience, world experience, the whole nine, when you get with them, you might do more damage to yourself, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to relate to them. And then you're going to look there.
I agree, but who should be the judge of that? And who's to say right. that she wasn't calling because she's at this point now? So now,
well,
maybe she was. It takes a long time to become an entrepreneur and to have a six-figure business that you own. And so now that she's done all these things, now she's ready. And I may be putting this on her, so maybe this isn't, you know, anything like what she was thinking. But I'm saying, I feel like we have to move out of the space for faulting people for having something that they want. Everybody wants what they want. Some guys want a girl who can cook. And so, like, I'm a girl who can't cook. I can't be mad at you because you want somebody who can cook. Like, you deserve to have somebody if that's what you want. And if I can't cook, then maybe I need to find a man who's willing to have takeout every week. And that's okay, because there are some men who love to have takeout every week.
Right.
But I agree.
But when you're out here dating, right, and to speak back on what Kevin was just saying a little earlier, like, your wants and desires, and you're trying to find that person, even though you, you know, like Kevin gave the example that they, you know, got together and it wasn't always, or it wasn't what it appeared to be. That's the risk that you take when you are, you know, dating someone and trying to get to know them. You know, certain behavior patterns you don't see till later. So, you know, like, you know, my wife said, you know, who knows where she was or where she has been on that dating scale. But that's the risk that everyone takes when you're getting to know somebody anyway. I mean, like, you hope
I agree. I agree with that.
Works out. Like you hope that the time that you're putting in is valuable time, and like, you don't want to be out here wasting your time, I guess. But like, that's the risk you take, man. And so,
yeah,
you know.
But hey, let me ask you this question. If I'm a guy, I'm 5'1". And my dream is to want to play in the NBA. But I'm 5'1". Matter of fact, I'm 4'5". And I want to play in the NBA. The NBA is my lady. That's who I'm going to get. Now, would it be wrong if you came to me, hey, Kev, look, man, you're a hell of a fine basketball player. But, bro, I'm just being realistic with you, man. You probably can try. Don't give up on your dreams. But you 4'5". And ain't been nobody else in there at 4'5". I mean, are you wrong for telling me that and giving me that reality speech and telling me what's real?
I mean, no, but there are other ways to get inside the NBA, bro.
Well, and also,
you may not be on the court.
I want to play. No, I want to play. That's my lady. I want to play.
So
I want to be on the court.
So in this scenario, the person giving advice, who is this, the coach or somebody, a scout? Who is this person?
It's a person that I may respect.
Okay, great.
So, I may respect.
So I feel like I can say those things. I can say, well, statistically, these are how tall people in the NBA are. The shortest person in the NBA was this person, and these are their stats. So what do your stats look like? These are the exercises you can do. These are the camps you can go to increase those stats. Now, I don't know if that's going to be good enough to get you to the NBA, but since you have this crazy goal, the least I can do, if you want the advice, is to give you actual advice. It's not enough to tell people that they just can't do it. Okay, fine. Yeah. So you're telling me that they're out of 50 million pathways, there's only one. So give me a little more details about that one pathway so that I can make it work for me.
I feel you, but what if my focus and my vision is only that one path, and I feel like that's the only way I can get there, and I'm not trying to hear anything else.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to go to the NBA, you have to train to go to the NBA, and because you have this short handicap, you have to train harder, just like anybody else in any other situation in any other sport. That's what any coach would tell anybody.
We hope that, you know what I'm saying?
You would hope that, but we do live in a world where people are just like this brother, blunt and honest.
But that's what we're saying. Is that advice? Is
no.
that advice that we want to be giving people in our community?
Back to that lady, back to that particular lady. Now, one thing, too, also with this show, he was actually talking about a different topic. But she came in because if you heard him say, I have counseling sessions that are one-on-one and you pay me for that. Because if you go to his site, it's like, what, $49 or something, man? Like, it's money. He charging. He charging for you to talk to him about relationships. So I really don't know his full background. Maybe we can get that and hopefully we can explore that and figure out who this guy really is.
But what would the middleman, on the middleman talk show, what would we give this lady as advice?
Well, I mean, you know, us, man, we're more thoughtful. And also when you think about it, man, that's not even our lane. Now, if we were shock jocks, because I kind of get that vibe off of him where he say things for shock and value, you know, say that's not our lane. So we ain't gonna really come across. We're more solution based as we've always been like that.
Give her two solutions from your perspective, bro.
Well,
because
I mean, honestly,
she may end up listening to this show.
If she do listen to this show, I mean, primarily work on self first. You know what I'm saying? Find happiness with self first and then find happiness with somebody else that you can share your life with. It's not about the money, because at the end of the day, you still have a son you have to raise. You still have to live your life regardless if you're with somebody or not with somebody. You still have to be happy with yourself. So start with self first. Then once you complete yourself, then find somebody that's already completed and that's willing to accept all of your completion and add to their completion. That's what I would say.
I would like to, inform her to expand her search, meaning outside whatever coverage area in which she lives in, right? Because she's probably looking within a confined area. You may need to expand your search, and that's okay. You may need to expand, like, your network, like my wife stated earlier, like go to different events where you can meet different people, you know, and you can be in different circles with different people so you can meet somebody. And possibly speak more when you're out. Hey, how you doing? Because who knows? You know, just a simple, hey, how you doing could be, you know, and something more pleasing to a guy, right? So, that's what I would recommend. Babe, you got anything that you would recommend or add to?
No, I would just say, you know, get advice from people who have your best interests in mind.
Yeah, I like that.
I feel
that. I like that.
I think one other thing too, man. I think she was looking at the fact that, like, this brother, he self proclaims to be a high value man, and she feel like he can point her in the right direction of a person of his caliber, what she probably desire. And she felt like maybe if I listen to him and I ask him, I can figure some, like you said earlier, he could have gave her better advice than that, and just instead of just going left and going off. I don't know what he got so short fused for. You know, his fuse was real short. But, you know, I think maybe that's what, because, I mean, if you look at the guy's profile and the people that he, you know, hang around, I mean, I can't say that it's true or not, but it seems like he deal with brothers that's on a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I felt her when she said when she dated down, it didn't work out too well. But sometimes, you know what? Just keep it honest. If you do find a brother that you see the potential in and you know he can get there, I ain't say you got to put him there. You know, just watch him. He may get there on his own, and he see how you grind it. He probably want to be on that level too.
That's right.
Depending on the guy.
That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, hey, that's just my thought on that. But, I mean, I get that shock value. That shock jock value off that dude. I really think that's what it was all about, to really get people stirred up. I mean, we could do that on this show anytime. I've played the devil advocate, and I've played the bad guy many a times. That don't mean I feel and believe that, but
it gives a different perspective, man. And it gave us a different perspective today to talk about this particular topic, man, because, you know, it has been passing around. So, and I'm sure that, you know, more of this discussion needs to be occurred, and we will possibly have more discussion as well. We definitely like to thank all of our listeners who tuned in to the Middleman Talk Show today, all our callers who called in. Shout out to Smitty from Arizona who called in as well, and also my lovely wife, man. We definitely appreciate these comments that we had on today's discussion, man.
Right. One last thing, Al. Should women listen to men giving them advice?
Yeah.
I think your wife kind of answered that a little bit. And the second part of that, are they really ready for the honest truth of that person? Not saying it's the truth to be all, end all truths, but are they really, really ready to hear that truth?
Are we ready to hear that truth? The guys.
Hell, nobody don't ever say nothing. Hey, don't say nothing. I would love to hear it. I mean, hey, I find it interesting, man. So, hey. You know, hey.
Oh, man.
Well, great show again, man. I wish we had a little bit more. I mean, I would love to hear a little bit more participation. I know there's some people that's listening online. Shout out to everybody that's on our Facebook group that said they was listening in tonight. Shout out to everybody that's on Facebook and clicked on that link and listened to this show. So share this show with a friend. You don't have to listen to it live. Tell somebody, hey, man, you can always catch that show after the fact. So make sure y'all keep tuning in with us and keep sharing these shows and give us your honest opinion.
Hey, man. We out, man.
Yeah, you sound like...
I guess, man.
You done got beat up over there or something?
No,
you all right?
Man.
You
no,
like
man.
You
I was really ready, you know, for some back and forth today. But it was really with just, you know, creative positivity today, man.
Always, man. I mean, if even if nobody want to give us energy to put back out, we going to put it out. Because, I mean, that's what we are. We are the middlemen. We're in the middle of every conversation. And we're going to give that energy. That's what we do. That's what we do. All
hey,
you ladies out there that's scared,
hey.
To call in.
We'll see
I challenge
y'all
you to call in. You know what I'm saying? I challenge them.
Yeah.
So, scared to talk to us.
Yo, thank you for taking an hour out your day to tune into the Middlemen Talk Show. Follow us on Facebook as well and any podcast app that you
Instagram.
Make, you know,
yeah, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we out.
Twice.
Hey, you know what, man? You still there? Guess what?
What you got, man?
I got to get it. I just thought about this. For the way that brother treated that sister, I got to give him this sound, though, for real. That was a fail, man. Yeah, he needed that. He needed that. That was kind of ridiculous. All right, we out for real, man. See y'all next week. Same time, same middleman channel. All right.